We got a lot of things to get to. Updates, rather it's terrorism, rather it's the economy. But let's get to first what everybody is talking about, what everybody is going crazy about, and that is DT. Yes, DT winning the New Hampshire primary. Now, last night, I was just glued, just like I'm sure all of you were, just glued to the coverage. Rather it was MSNBC, rather it was CNN, rather it was Fox. I was glued. I was bouncing back and forth. It was as if I was watching Sunday football without the red zone package. And I'm just scanning through game after game after game. That's what it was like. This person would talk. I'd listen. I'd bounce over, see if the other person would. Boom, bang, boom. Watching people give their speeches. Bernie Sanders gave a speech. As you know, Bernie Sanders won New Hampshire, but we all knew that was going to happen. I mean, seriously, we all knew that was going to happen. I'm still not officially convinced that Hillary Clinton is done. I'd say she's in trouble, but I don't think she's done. Now, if she loses South Carolina, or she barely wins South Carolina, okay. All right. Then I'll be convinced that she's done. If she loses Nevada or barely wins, okay. But we're talking about Iowa and we're talking about New Hampshire. Two states that everybody said Bernie Sanders would do good in, especially New Hampshire. Now, there's some exit polls that do sound a little troubling for Hillary. The fact that she lost the woman vote. She lost the woman vote. And that is a big deal. It's funny. My girlfriend last night told me when I was watching the exit polls and the stats, you know, women, you know, the education factor, men, so forth and so on, you know, a whole list. And my girlfriend said to me, the only women that vote for Hillary are older women and older lesbian women. I said, that's it. And she goes, well, and if you want to throw in middle-aged gay men. And I just went, you know, you're right. I was like, you're right. That's a huge chunk of her base as far as the feminine vote. I know some of my friends will be upset that I characterized it that. But it's true. It's true. But I will not say it's over until we see what happens in South Carolina and, of course, Nevada. Now, with that being said, let's move to the GOP. Now, here's something fascinating. Let me bust out something extremely fascinating to me. Now, Trump won last night. And he won huge. Matter of fact, Trump won almost hit what polls said he was going to win by. So the notion of all these polls are wrong, look what happened in Iowa, said he was going to win, said he was up by 5 and he loses by 6. So you know what? You can't trust the polls going forward. So whatever he's up in New Hampshire, can't take that as gospel. Same with South Carolina, same with Florida, same with Nevada. Yeah, so it's a new ball game. No. Because the New Hampshire poll said he would win by 20, depending on which poll, but let's just say for the sake of argument, 20. And he won by 20. I mean, he literally hit exactly what that poll said he was going to win by. Again, depending on which poll you want to go by. A caucus does not count. It really doesn't. You all seen what goes on at a caucus. It was the first time I ever saw it. It was eye-opening. We detailed it last week. If you remember, you have people in a room basically bullying other people to vote a certain way. The Democrats were worse than Republicans, but it was still somebody standing up, giving a speech, telling people why they should vote, having to have these people come out. It was a certain time. If they weren't there, they couldn't caucus. I mean, it was the ultimate, ultimate display of voter suppression. And remember, Iowa always had Ted Cruz winning. It wasn't until last week that showed Trump all of a sudden was up. All of a sudden, Trump was up. Oh, the polls. Polls are going to be wrong. Polls mean nothing. Look what happened in Iowa. The caucus. New Hampshire said Trump by 20. We all said when you actually have real voting, real honest to God voting, polls open in the morning, polls close at night. You go into a booth, no one bullies you, no one screams at you. When that happens, those polls will match what the electorate votes for, what they say, and at the end of the night, give or take a point or two, but it will all fall in line. And what happened? Exactly what I said. Exactly what I said. So you got to now look at the other states and say, South Carolina, Trump way up. If they're voting along the lines of polling, just like what happened in New Hampshire, this nomination should be wrapped up in about 3 weeks. Should be wrapped up by about what? 10 minutes after the polls closed, because that's basically what happened with Trump. Within 10 minutes, it was check, winner will be Donald Trump. Now, here's the other fascinating, because people didn't really talk about that. People, you got to understand something. This is the first time that pundits on both sides, are pretending there is no history. Pundits on both sides are acting as if America was just created in this past year, and this is the first time we are holding election. I swear, it's so bizarre. It is so bizarre. Everybody is pretending that there is no history. So everyone's rewriting. Everybody's writing what we already know. It's bizarre. It really is. I'm going to give you an example. So Trump wins, and he wins huge. He wins huge by almost 36%, okay? And pundits on the left and the right, I'm literally talking your SE Cup on the right for CNN and your Lawrence O'Donnell on the left for MSNBC. And both of them are parrots because they're mimicking each other. And what they're saying is, yeah, Donald Trump won. Okay, fine. He won with 35%. But that means 65% of the Republican voting electorate doesn't want him. So him and his message, there's only 35%. You can't win elections with 35%. And he won it because of this splintered vote. You have all these people in the race. So, of course, you get votes here, you get votes there, and he sneaks by with 35%. So all the Trump supporters and Trump himself shouldn't be too happy. They actually should be worried. That was the narrative on the left and the right, the SE Cups and the Lawrence O'Donnells. And I'm sitting there going, wait a minute, time out. What happened in 2012? Am I missing something? What happened in 2008? Am I missing something? Were the primaries different? Was the process different? Did it not happen? Did we just invent the primary process? So I went back and did a little Google. Okay, I did a little fact-checking on the World Wide Web, and I found something interesting. In 2012, Mitt Romney won with 39%. He won with 39%. You know who came in second? Ron Paul with 22%. You know who came in third? John Huntsman with 16%. You know who came in fourth? Rick Santorum with 9%. You know who came in fifth? Newt Gingrich with 9%. You know who came in sixth? Governor Rick Perry with 1%. You know who came in seventh? Buddy Romer with less than 1%. And you know who came in eighth? Michelle Bachmann. So I'm sitting there going, let's see. With Mitt Romney, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 candidates. And then I went in 2016. You have, with Trump, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 candidates. Well, what's different? What's different? What did I miss? What did I miss? What did I miss? You have Trump at 35%. You have Mitt Romney at 39%. I don't remember anybody back in 2012 going, well, yeah, you know, Mitt Romney won 39%, but you know what that means? 61% of the Republican voting electorate doesn't like him. They despise him. So all of you Mitt Romney supporters and Mitt Romney himself, don't get too excited. Only 39% of the voting electorate likes you. That's, well, you don't win elections that way. I mean, let's face it, the only reason he got 39% is because you had this huge split with the lower tiered candidates. And if they weren't around, Mitt Romney wouldn't have got those votes. He would have lost. I mean, you didn't hear that. But for some reason, all of a sudden, that's what we're hearing. So I said, okay, maybe they forgot. Maybe they conveniently forgot 2000. What about in 2008? So I did a little research, went to the old Google again, and all of a sudden I went, wow, huh. John McCain won with 37%. Mitt Romney was in second with 31%. Well, that was kind of close. Mike Huckabee, 11%. Rudy Giuliani, 8.5%. Ron Paul, 7.6%. The late Fred Thompson, 1.2%. Duncan Hunter, almost 1%. And Alan Keyes, less than 1%. And I went, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8 candidates. Oh, wow. This is some real convenient forgetting. And again, I don't remember in 2008 anybody going, wow, you know, McCain got 37% of the vote. But let's face it, there's a whole chunk of the electorate out there that hate him. They don't want him. They despise him. And if it wasn't for the fact that there were 7 other people running, he wouldn't have got that number. So really, his win is meaningless. Again. In 2016, the Republicans had a bigger turnout than they did in 2012. Right now, Trump is at 35%, and he has almost 100,000 votes. Mitt Romney had 39%, and he had 97,591 votes. So right now, Trump got more votes than Mitt Romney did. Right now, Donald Trump is almost at 100,000 votes. In 2012, Mitt Romney had 97,000 votes. You see what I mean when I say Donald Trump and the games that the pundits on the left and the right, because the right equally hates him, which is fascinating to me. But the left and the right have this different standard for Trump. They have a completely different standard for Trump. A completely, I just laid it out. You can't get any different than what I just laid out. His victory this year. His victory this year, and the fact that everybody's making a big deal that John Kasich finished second with 16%. John Kasich finishing second with 16% is less than Ron Paul in 2012. Ron Paul finished at 22%, and Mitt Romney in 2008 finished with 31%. John Kasich finished with 16%. You know who finished with 16% in 2012? John Huntsman Do you remember anything about John Huntsman? No! No! John Huntsman got 16% in 2012. That's what John Kasich got. And people are like, oh, John Kasich finished in second. Big deal. Big deal. 16%. Trump trounced him. Trump trounced him. Trump got more votes in New Hampshire than Mitt Romney did in 2012. And it's the same amount of people in the race. This notion that all of a sudden there's all these candidates. And New Hampshire's never had all these candidates. And the notion that Trump only getting 36% means there's 64% that hate him and despise him and will never vote for him. And in order for him to have been successful, he needed to get 75. I mean, it's ridiculous. This wasn't the narrative for Mitt Romney. This wasn't the narrative for McCain. Mitt Romney in 2012 got 39% and 97,000 votes, and he went on to become the nominee. In 08, John McCain got 37%. And something like 96,000 votes. Again, Trump beat McCain and Romney as far as votes. 2016 saw a bigger turnout than Republicans have seen in 8 years. That turnout was for Donald Trump. Remember what the pundits said? Well, yeah, he has these big rallies and he has all these supporters, but are they really going to vote? Do they even know how to vote? Do they really know what's going on? Or are they just showing up to get a good show? I argue that they won't vote. Well, guess what? All of these illiterate, racist, homophobic, Islamophobic hillbillies, well, they know how to vote. Yes, they know how to vote. Then they came out in droves. The pundits being proven wrong once again. And not just being proven wrong a little, but just being annihilated. They're just being annihilated, and they can't stand it, so they're changing history. They're pretending there was no 2012 New Hampshire primary, and they're pretending there was no 2008 New Hampshire primary. It's amazing. It's amazing. And they've created a new set of rules, a new game. And now they're saying, well, unless Trump follows this game and these rules, his win and the history mean nothing. They absolutely mean nothing. His win, the history of New Hampshire, the history of the primaries, it all means nothing. He has to be on this playing field. That's how much they hate him. That's how much they despise him. SC Cup said it the best. If Chris Christie, because the big rumor is Chris Christie's getting out of the race. If Chris Christie gets out of the race, he will have done nothing except take out Marco Rubio, the party's rising star. Like upset. He took out Marco Rubio. Let's keep discussing the outcome that has basically made the earth stand still. So remember, I was talking about past primaries. And now remember this. And we had this discussion a few weeks ago. The Republican primaries and winners and losers are a little bit different than the Dems. A little bit different. And basically, the winner of Iowa has really only gone on to capture the Republican nomination once in like the last six cycles. Seriously, it's some obscene number. And just looking back at the last two you got to figure 2012 and 2008 were pretty major elections. And you had Huckabee and Santorum winning Iowa and getting nowhere close to the top in New Hampshire. And eventually, both of them blew huge farts and got out of the race as the weeks went on. Now, New Hampshire, on the other hand, listen, Ronald Reagan didn't even win Iowa, okay? But New Hampshire, on the other hand, the last six major elections, five of those six have won New Hampshire. And then, of course, got the nomination, and some became president, some didn't. So New Hampshire is the key, and New Hampshire is the history. And that's history that Republicans want to ignore. And it's history that Democrats want to ignore. But you can't. You can't ignore it, at least not on the Republican side. You can't ignore it. You can't ignore the fact that Iowa is completely different than any other state. You can't ignore the fact that caucusing is different than traditional voting. The concept of going somewhere at a certain time, spending X to cast a vote, and that vote is predicated on people yelling at you, it's just completely different. It's medieval. Something that happens in the Middle East, for heaven's sake. Something that happens in the Middle East. It's like watching Palestinian voting with the Muslim Brotherhood and Hamas and whatever else is roaming in those areas. Al-Qaeda, Nusra, whatever. And the person who wins, Ted Cruz can try to convince everybody all he wants that somehow he's different than Rick Santorum. That he's different than Mike Huckabee because he has more money. Well, you can't buy votes with that money. Sorry, it just can't buy votes. You can't buy votes. Jeb Bush spent $35 million in New Hampshire. That's to buy votes. And he could only buy enough votes to finish fourth. He could only buy enough votes to get 11%. 11%. Which basically, back in 2012, was what Rick Santorum got. And in 2008, Mike Huckabee got. You know, Bush I get their victory speeches. I've never seen victory speeches where people are finishing fourth place, third place, even second place. I get a second place finish like Trump in Iowa, where you lose by a couple thousand votes, and then there's some, you know, controversy. Some controversy, rather, it's the Ben Carson suspending his campaign controversy, or it's the voter violation flyers. A little controversy. Nonetheless, it was a Cruz victory, and I get the whole, well, second place, hey, almost a couple thousand votes. I get that, but not when you lose by 60,000. John Kasich lost by 60,000 votes. John Kasich got 16%. Donald Trump, as of right now, I saw on the news, is at 36%. I mean, he got trounced. John Kasich got trounced. Ted Cruz, that's 12%. 30,000 people, 30,000 Jesus freaks. The only Jesus freaks in New Hampshire, as Ted Cruz calls them, grassroots conservatives. No, they're not. I had this debate with people on Twitter yesterday. People in my party, people in the Republican Party, are starting to sound as goofy as Democrats. The Democrats have this debate going on. I'm progressive. No, you're not progressive. I'm severely progressive. No, you're not. I'm the most progressive. I am. You listen to me. You want to talk about progressive? Progressive is here, and I am so far to the left of progressive, you can't get any more progressive. That, and we all laugh. All of us Republicans laugh at Hillary and Bernie. Hillary and crazy Bernie. Grandma and crazy Bernie. We laugh at them. I'm going to give you this free stuff. No, I'm going to give you this free stuff. I'm going to give you, you know what? You just point to what you want and I'll give it to you. Our side. The debate is, I'm conservative. No, you're not. You're not a real conservative. You're not a Reagan conservative. You're a Nixon conservative. You're not. You're a fake conservative. I follow the Constitution. Oh, jeez. I mean, it gets ludicrous. I'm a grassroots conservative. I'm not an evangelical. What are you talking about? Religion has nothing to do with it. I'm a conservative. It's ludicrous. It's asinine. The whole notion that Ted Cruz is a conservative and no one else is insane. He's an evangelical. He's a Huckabee. He's a Santorum. His only appeal is to people that vote with their Bible. I'm not condemning them. They're people that listen to my show. I'm not condemning them. But that's totally different than somebody that goes, I'm a conservative. And let's face it, who's really a constitutional conservative? Who really goes by what the Constitution says? I mean, come on. Who really goes, well, the Constitution says we have a right to bear arms. The government can't infringe on it. Really? So you're in favor of no background checks at all? People that consider themselves conservative, I guarantee you would say, Well, I'm for certain background checks. Well, that's not according to the Constitution. Free speech. There's no little asterisk in the Constitution that says, well, you know, you can't go on the internet and say that this person is that. You can't go to a crowded room and yell fire. You can't do. The Constitution doesn't say that. The Constitution says free speech. That's it, free speech. But even a constitutionalist, they'll sit there and go, well, you know, common sense, you can't do this or you can't. Exactly. Exactly. See, here's Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz, 12%. 30,000 people voted for him. And he's complaining. He's complaining. And he's complaining that no one's talking about him. No one's talking about my third place finish. Why is no? Listen to me, putz. Nobody should be celebrating Rubio's third place finish. And nobody should be celebrating anybody's second or third place finish unless they almost win. Okay? Unless they almost win. If you get blown out, you don't get to celebrate. If you lose the Super Bowl, if you lose the Super Bowl because you decide to pass on the 1 yard line instead of handing off, unless that's how you lose, you don't get to go, well, we came in second. We were just a play away. If you lose, if you get blown out, there is no celebrating second place. There is none. When Romney lost to McCain in 08 by 6 points, you could celebrate. You could say, a couple thousand. Trump loses in Iowa by a couple thousand. Okay. But when you get blown out, when you get blown out in New Hampshire, literally blown out, you can't celebrate. You can't. You can't. You can't celebrate. And when you finish third, you definitely can't celebrate. And when you're fourth, 11%, and you're pushing, you're saying, we now restarted the race. Restarted it with what? You finished fourth, you moron. You spent $35 million to come in fourth. Fourth. That's not even a bronze medal, bro. That's horrible. You'll be good. All right, so let's get back to the New Hampshire primary and everything that is going on. Let's get back to that, okay? Let's get back to that. So, you have Trump, big winner. Now, I just saw the new numbers. I did. I just saw the new numbers. And Trump is at 100,000 and 360, okay? He's at 100,360 votes. That's more than Mitt Romney. That's almost 4,000 more votes than Mitt Romney got. Okay? That's more votes than Hillary Clinton got. That's more. I seen a liberal dummy, probably the Daily Beast. They are the ultimate liberal dummies. I seen one of their hacks do a story or tweet something that said, funny, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders combined had more votes than Donald Trump. And I'm thinking, that's such a ludicrous statement. It was just two people. It was just two people. If Martin O'Malley was running, Hillary would have gotten less. Hillary would have gotten less. And if there was less people running in the Republican field, Trump would have got more. Imagine if there was no Chris Christie. Chris Christie got 20,000 votes. Listen, if you vote for Chris Christie, you're going to vote for Trump. That's the funny thing. When you hear the Republican establishment, when you hear Democrats, when you hear the pundits that are part of the Dem Party, and they say, well, once the field starts to whittle down. I listen to John Sununu. This know nothing. John, remember John Sununu? Remember him? This know nothing? Well, I think Trump is at a ceiling. Okay? Trump is at a ceiling. Ceiling? He got more votes than Mitt Romney. What do you mean he's at a ceiling? What do you mean he's at a ceiling? Trump turned out more voters. He got 100,000 people to vote for him. Mitt Romney got 97,000 to vote for him. What are you talking about, a ceiling? Are you insane? Are you just a walking body of mush? John Sununu, this a-hole. He's at a ceiling. And once you have candidates fall out, everybody will get around a more electable person, and they will, well, okay. Think about that concept. First off, if Chris Christie officially gets out of the race, which everybody is saying he's suspending his campaign. So let's say Christie gets out of the race. He's officially gone. Where do you think his voters are going to go? First off, the people who like Chris Christie aren't going to go to Rubio. The people that support Chris Christie aren't going to go to Rubio. Well, can we agree with that? Who is Chris Christie most like? Out of the remaining candidates, who is Chris Christie most like? Tells people to shut up. Tells people to sit down. Tells a girl who says, what are you going to do about the floods? And Christie goes, what do you want me to do? Will you go get a mop? Who is Christie most like? Trump? So you got to imagine that Christie supporters are going to flock to Donald Trump. Got to imagine Christie supporters are going to go to Donald Trump. Now, remember, Chris Christie's got 2 years left as governor. He can't run for re-election. It's over. He's got the 2 years. He could do whatever he wants. I mean, he already does whatever he wants, but I mean, he can continue to do whatever he wants. I got to imagine right now there's a play to get Chris Christie to endorse Trump. I got to imagine there's a play to get Chris Christie for Trump. I got to imagine. They have history. They have more history together than any other candidate up there. They have more history together than any other candidate up there. And New Jersey is normally a blue state. Even though they have a Republican governor, it's normally a blue state. But could Chris Christie help turn that blue state to a red state? New Jersey in play? Remember, Trump has serious ties in Jersey and New York. You know, East Coast values. In a general election, can Christie deliver New Jersey? Sure, his approval in Jersey is down, but if he's not in the race and he refocuses on Jersey, 2 years is a lifetime, okay? 2 years is a lifetime. Get the trust back. I mean, we're not talking about a highly sophisticated electorate in New Jersey. I mean, come on. Can he get that trust? Can he get his polls back up where people are like, yeah, Christie? So if Christie gets out, where does his 7% go? Got to say it goes to Trump. It's not going to Cruz. It's not going to Bush. Maybe some of those people go to Kasich. Maybe. But Kasich is Mr. Happy, happy, happy. When I see Kasich, I want to hear that song. Happy, happy, happy. The Farrell song. That's what I want to hear. Kasich is unicorns and rainbows. So maybe a few of the Christie, but even then I don't, you know, people who go with Christie, you know, Christie is the Trump before there was a Trump. He's just more aggressive. When Trump goes after you, it's kind of like a fun New Yorker. You know, it's like a fun New York. It's like, hey, who are you, stupid? Oh, forget about it. You know, it's a Goodfellas type of attack. It's a fun attack. You kind of go, wow, I just got insulted, but that was fun. Christie's just like, let me tell you something. I will smash your face in when you're on the ground. I will eat you because you're a cream puff. What do you think of that? And you're just like, oh, okay. I'm a little frightened. When he's telling people, have you ever heard Trump just look at someone and go, shut up? Just shut up. No. Excuse me. No. Excuse me. Turn his mic. No. It's even the Jorge Ramos exchange. There wasn't this Chris Christie, shut up. So supporters of Chris Christie, I got to imagine, are going to Trump. Because Trump is Christie light. Less anger, less fat. Fiorina, I mean, she's got 10,000 votes. If you're a Fiorina fan, where are you going to go? I got to imagine a couple people are going to go to Carson. Carson's not even on the map anymore. Remember when Carson was a big deal? Remember when Ben Carson was a big deal? Wouldn't that always happen with Republicans? They always get that, let's go. Hey, we're not racist. We're not, we love black people. We love them. Let's give them a try. And then they're like, oh, man, this is no Obama. This is definitely no Obama. Herman Cain, yeah. Michael Steele. Remember Michael Steele? He was running the RNC. That lasted for, 2-3 years? Got rid of him, went right back to a guy with a Nazi-sounding name, Rentz Priebus. Even though, I'll tell you, poor Michael Steele, he's the one that got the House and the Senate. Wasn't Rentz Priebus. Steele laid down the map. Steele sat there and said, listen, we got to do what Howard Dean did. Here's the strategy. And they got rid of him. Anyways, back to New Hampshire. So, like I was saying, pre-Roger Stone interview, you got Bush. You got Bush at 11%. And somehow Bush has restarted. He has reset the campaign. He's reset the race. Nah, bro. No. How did you reset the race? You came in fourth. Okay, Rudy Giuliani came in fourth in 08, and Rick Santorum came in fourth in 2012. Listen, you have to use history. I know for some reason this year, because of Trump, no one wants to use history. No one wants, it's new. No, you can't use history. I told you, it doesn't exist. But you got to use history. You got to compare numbers. You can't sit there and say, well, Trump has 36%. That means 74% of the, or 64% of the electorate doesn't like him. No. That was the case in 2012 and 2008. You didn't sit there and say, well, Mitt Romney, all these people don't like him. That's just the way primaries work. It's just the way primaries work. The same for the Democrats. Now, the Democrats haven't had these open primaries. They haven't had this in quite a while. But go back to the history. It's gone the same way. Go back to 04. Go back to 04. Go back to 2000. Same thing. Kerry, Gephardt, Biden, they all did this. And people didn't say that. Oh, well, he only got that's New Hampshire is supposed to still have 6, 7, 8 candidates. How the hell do these pundits make these new rules for Trump? How do they make these new rules for Trump? It's just so effed up. It really is. It's so effed up. It's new rules. Absolutely new rule. No, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Trump only got 36%. What are you talking about? And we haven't even talked about Rubio. Rubio finished fifth. Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. Yeah, I was going to say sixth, but fifth. Fifth. Rubio finished fifth. And this little turd, he's on TV today going, Donald Trump's not going to be our nominee. He's not going to. Because as we get further, as we get further down in different states, people are going to want plans. I mean, for like South, like Rubio, you got a shot in the South? Marco Rubio? Mr. Amnesty? Mr. Gang of Eight? All of a sudden, South Carolina is going to say, you know what? We want the little Cuban boy. Yes. Yes, we want, yes. We want Marco Antonio Rubio. Yes, that's who we want. Are you kidding me? You want the Cuban robot? It's insane. And people are running. Fox. Remember I said SE Cup. She's CNN. So Republicans, rather it's Fox or CNN, they will not. They will not come to grips with Trump. They just won't. They just won't. They will still push back. They're still sitting there saying, well, you know, Rubio had a strong showing. Yes, Bush beat him. How did he have a strong showing? He got 20,000 people that voted for 20,000. 20,000. We're not talking about Iowa. We're talking about New Hampshire. It's not uber conservative. It's not uber liberal. It's not uber undereducated. It's not uber overeducated. It's a decent piece of the electorate pie. The only thing you could say is there's not a lot of black people there. Well, okay. You can't have it all when you're trying to determine moods and so forth and so on. But when it comes to exit polling, Trump won every single every single one. Every one. He won with men. He won with women. He won with whites. He won with educated. He won with college educated. He won with some college educated. He won with college graduates. He won with very conservatives. He won with moderates. He won with liberal. Every single category, Trump won. Every single category. Every category of a Republican. Very conservative. When you hear Ted Cruz goes, this is a great day for grassroots conservatives. What are you talking about? Exit polls show very conservatives didn't go with you, stupid. Again, we are muddying the conservative definition with Bible thumper. Seriously, the Bible thumpers and conservatives. We are muddying water. If Trump won very conservative, if he won that category, what did Ted Cruz win when he says grassroots conservative? What Ted Cruz means is all the Jesus freaks, thank you for voting for me. We just need to get more of you out there. We just need to get more of you out there. They have this illusion that Ronald Reagan, here's this illusion by these conservatives and the grassroots conservatives. This is what they're called now. Grassroots conservatives. This is this illusion. And it's led by their cheerleader, Mark Levin. Okay? And to a lesser extent, Rush Limbaugh. The excellence in broadcasting. Yeah. Okay. I'm telling you, they're delusional. They really are delusional. And what I said to Roger, and a listener said it to me, and I loved it. And I said, I'm going to steal that. And he goes, well, I really just took it from you and reworded it. I said, is nationalism the new conservatism? Since the left hates America so much. Think about that. Because the left is constantly hating on this country. And what I mean, if you don't like the way something is going, the left labels you fat shamer, Islamophobic, homophobic, foodophobic, TV-phobic, racist. Yeah, I mean, you can't disagree. You can't disagree without the left attacking you. Well, they're attacking segments of this country. And not little segments, big segments. And if you add all those segments up, you get tens of millions of people. You get tens of millions of people that the left doesn't like. The left doesn't like. And their newspapers and their TV broadcasts will call you racist clowns. You saw what the Post put for Trump. Basically called the 100,000 people in New Hampshire zombies. Called them stupid. Called them morons. That's the Huffington Post. The New York Post. And Huffington Post spews the same type of thing. And actually, it wasn't the New York Post. I think it was the Daily Post. Whatever the one that Mortimer Zuckerman owns. That puke. That effing puke. Because he is a puke. Zuckerberg. He is. He's an effing puke. He's a liberal puke, an elitist liberal puke. That's what he is. So they hate America. They hate America. They do. Rather, taking a halftime show at a Super Bowl and making it this political statement that says, all of you people that don't support this cause, F you. F you. Conservatism is really the new nationalism. It really is. It really is. And this notion by the conservatives, the grassroots conservatives, that the reason Republicans haven't won two elections is because they haven't ran a true conservative like they did when Ronald Reagan won. It is nonsense. It literally is nonsense. The notion that they need somebody, that a conservative who will not compromise, that will not make deals. That's the type of conservative. And yet, Ronald Reagan cut deals all the time. Bill Clinton's success was because he cut deals with Newt Gingrich and a Republican Congress. How these conservative nut jobs like Ted Cruz and Mark Levin forget this is baffling to me. How they forget this is baffling to me. They want it both ways. They want to talk about Bill Clinton and his success being because Republicans control Congress. You've heard that before. When liberals say, hey, Bill Clinton's era created X amount of jobs. It was prosperity. And then Republicans counter and go, yeah, but he had to work with a Republican Congress. And it was because of them. It was because of them. And they argue. Clinton did great because of a Republican Congress. They worked with him. They reined him in. They negotiated. Okay, so wait a minute. Time out now. Okay. So Clinton's presidency was successful because Republicans worked with him and crafted bills and made him compromise, and that's the reason jobs were created and we had prosperity and blah, blah, blah. Yes. Okay. But we need Ted Cruz to be president because he won't make deals. He won't compromise. He won't work with Democrats. Well, isn't that completely opposite of the concept of the Clinton era and why he was successful? Isn't that completely opposite of the Reagan era and why Ronald Reagan didn't get in president? He didn't become the president and go, hey, Tip O'Neill, F you. Hey, Kennedy, F you. It's my way or no way. F all of you. F all of you. You're all liars. You're all scum. He didn't do that. How these nut jobs, how these grassroots conservatives, how they've manufactured, I'm telling you, and I've said it before, the Levins and the Limbaughs don't want a Republican, but they don't want us to take back the White House because it makes their job harder. They want Hillary Clinton. They want Bernie Sanders because every day the material writes itself. The material just writes itself. Socialism, look what he did. They don't want to work. They're old. They're has-beens. Yeah, they got millions and millions and millions of people that listen to them. They make millions of dollars. Yes, I know. I'm a nobody. I'm a nothing. I get it. But this is a new voice. Just like there's a new voice in politics, just like there's a new attitude in politics, there's new voice. In conservative Republican radio, and that voice is me. And it's pointing out how the Levins and the Limbaughs are insane with this nutty true conservatism, true Ted Cruz. No, 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 absolutely not. Absolutely not. Bible thumpers. Those are Bible thumpers. That's it. Bible thumpers. And that's who came out for Ted Cruz. Bible thumpers. That's all who will ever turn out to Ted Cruz. Bible thumpers. That's it. That is it. End of story. This notion that there's, there's these Bible thumpers that haven't voted since Reagan that are just waiting. I mean, that's the Levin. That's this Limbaugh mindset. If we had a true conservative, we would have a landslide like Reagan. Really? Really? In 2016, you guys honestly think? And when they say this, they actually have morons in their audience that shake their head and go, yeah, yeah. You honestly think in 2016, a Ted Cruz is going to carry New York? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Seriously, are you kidding me? Ted Cruz is going to carry California to have a Reagan landslide. Okay? That's what Limbaugh and Levin keep saying. A true conservative like Ted Cruz, a true conservative, will deliver a Reagan-esque landslide. A Reagan, Ted Cruz is going to deliver New York. I'm telling you, anybody who believes that crap, I've got a bridge in New Jersey that I will sell you. Compliments of Chris Christie. This notion that there's tens of millions of Jesus freaks that are just sitting home waiting for that one day they get a Ronald Reagan again. Because, you know, Ronald Reagan was a Jesus freak himself. Ronald Reagan, married twice, was a liberal, Hollywood, a union man. Are you kidding me? Come on. Are you kidding me? Reciting movie lines. I mean, come on. Insane. And there's tens of millions of Jesus freaks that are just they're like snipers, right? They're just waiting. They're waiting. And the minute a true conservative shows up, they're all going to come out in droves. It's delusional. It's delusional. True grassroots conservative delivered 20 or 30,000 votes, Ted Cruz. That's what your grassroots conservatives, 30,000. Trump has 100,000. Donald Trump had more votes than Mitt Romney. How many times do I have to repeat that? He had more votes than Mitt Romney and John McCain. And you hear people trying to rewrite history. Oh, well, there's a whole electorate that doesn't like him, that doesn't want to vote for him. Well, it's the same thing with Mitt Romney. Ron Paul got 22%. Ron Paul had 56,000 people that voted for him. Ron Paul had more people that voted for him than Cruz and Bush put together, or Rubio and Bush put together. Romney in 08, the same thing. I mean, what is it that you don't understand? It's the Rob Zicari Show. We're leaving you live. We are continuing with the program. You could go live and finish or wait for the download. ExtremePolitics.com. So what is it that you don't understand? Republican establishment, Republican elitists. What is it? What is it? Grassroots conservatives. What is it? What is it that you don't get? What is it that you're trying to rewrite? Because you can't rewrite history. I'm sorry. Numbers are numbers. Trump getting 100,000 New Hampshire votes, which beat Romney in 2012 and McCain in 08, is not a made-up figure. Trump getting more votes than Hillary Clinton is not a made-up figure. The fact that there were a total of eight candidates running in 2016, eight candidates running in 2012, and eight candidates running in 08 is not a made-up figure. And history from 08 that applied to 2012 was not dismissed. And history from 2012 that applies to 2016 should not be dismissed. Plain and simple. If this wasn't Trump, it would be done. If this was Bush, it would be done already. If today it was Jeb Bush who had 36% of the Republican electorate in New Hampshire and had 100,000 votes, more than Mitt Romney in 12 and more than McCain in 08, it'd be done. Both sides, Dems and Republicans, would be saying Jeb Bush will be the nominee. End of story. End of story. You wouldn't be hearing talk about a fifth place finish. You wouldn't be hearing about a Marco Rubio. Just like in 2012, no one talked about John Huntsman. Everybody went, okay, Romney 39%, Ron Paul 22%. There's the battle. Yeah, but John Huntsman got 16%. Who? Get out of here with John. And then Rick Santorum got 9.9. The new, get out of here. Get done. Get out of here. Get out of here. But because it's Trump, we're sitting here talking about Rubio, and we're talking about Bush. Hey, we're talking about Cruz. Everybody's going, hey, don't forget, Cruz won Iowa. So did Rick Santorum. So did Huckabee. Yeah, but he's got more money. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You can put on all the ads you want. But when the voter listens, when the voter sees, when the voter meets Ted Cruz, they go, oh, Jesus. So he's a Bible-thumping snake oil salesman. He's the annoying a-hole at the airport with the Bible in his hand, preaching to you, trying to get money from you to help some family in Ethiopia that doesn't exist so he can put the money in his pocket and go buy dirty magazines and pleasure himself in the bathroom. That's what he is. But because it's Trump that got 100,000 votes, we're talking about Bush and Cruz and Rubio. Rubio! We're sitting here talking about Rubio. A fifth-place finisher. Fifth-place finisher. A third-place finisher in Iowa. Not a second. Not a close. Not a third-place finisher. And a fifth-place finisher in New Hampshire. And we're talking about Rubio. and dismissing Trump. It's just amazing. Amazing. This is where we are. And it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. If Kasich had these, if anybody but Trump switched places, if anybody but Trump had these numbers right now, they would be the nominee. They would be talking about who's their, who that person is going to pick as the VP. They'd be talking about the convention. It would be done. It would be done. End of story. It would be over. Who do you think he's going to pick as his VP? We'll probably get that announcement next month. What do you think the lineup at the convention is going to be? They'll start running ads against Hillary and Bernie because we're not sure who. I mean, that's what we'd be hearing. Not, well, you know, let's see what happens in South Carolina with Bush. That's Bush country in South Carolina. Bush country. There's a lot of vets there, and a lot of these vets respect George Bush, and he'll be camping. What, the vets respect George, the guy that sent them to an unnecessary war? All these guys, we got missing arms, they got hook hands, and they're like, hey, we love Bush. We love him. We're hoping we get another Bush who will send our kids off to an unnecessary war. Maybe this time they'll cut heads off. Forget losing hands and replacing them with hooks. Let's just get burned alive in a cage. You kidding me? Are you kidding me? But that's where we are. That's where we are because of Trump. Because everybody hates Trump. Why? Why? And I love this. Why? Because he said, we're going to build a wall. We need to crack down on illegal immigration. Some of them illegals that come here are rapists. And people lost their minds. But yet Bernie Sanders talks about corporations and Wall Street being evil and corrupt. And they all should be in jail. Really? 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 There's no distinction. Bernie Sanders says Wall Street, bankers, corporations, it's corrupt. They're corrupt. People need to go to jail. Really? So Mark Zuckerberg, he's corrupt. He needs to go to jail? Really? Hollywood? Hollywood. All the people that Bernie Sanders, when Bernie Sanders shows up on The View, or Bernie Sanders shows up with Sarah Silverman, all of these people are part of corporations. But no one says anything. No one says anything. But Trump actually says the truth. Hey, there's hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds upon thousands illegals that are here that are criminals. They are criminals. They rape. They sell drugs. There's not one or two. There's hundreds of thousands of them. And people lost their mind. He's a racist. What? That's racist? Are you kidding me? And here's Bernie Sanders. Corporate, they're evil. They need to go to jail. Bankers, what? Really? Bankers. Bankers. Wall Street. So the hub, the center of our economy, of the world, Wall Street, New York, everybody's corrupt. Everybody's a criminal. Everybody should go to jail. You don't hear that. You don't hear anybody calling Bernie Sanders out. You don't hear anybody calling Bernie Sanders out. You don't hear anybody saying Bernie Sanders' concepts are fiction. Him taxing Wall Street to pay trillions of dollars to give everybody free stuff. How is he going to do it? No, nobody, no one, all of these liberal pundits, the Lawrence O'Donnell, this, I hate this guy. I hate Lawrence. I hate him. I effing hate this guy. I hate him almost as much as I hate Rachel Maddow. And I hate her. I know hate's a strong word, but I hate them. They're smug faces. I hate them. I good hate them. When I watch them tear Trump apart, how's he going to build that wall? We talked to Mexico's former President Calderon. He said there's no way they're paying for the wall. Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. Yeah. Yeah, they are. How is he going to deport millions of people? Listen, I could go to Home Depot right now and round up 100 illegals, okay? Me, myself, I could go to Home Depot right now. I could go to my Home Depot around the corner and round up 100. Telling you, if it was Donald Trump that wasn't 35-36%, it would be done. What's going on right now is exactly what happened 4 years ago. I'm getting breaking news right now. Carly Fiorina is suspending her campaign. So now you got Carly Fiorina and you got Chris Christie. Just like in 2012 and 2008. This crowded field. The only reason Donald Trump is getting what he's getting is because of this crowded field. No, no. This is exactly like 2012. It's exactly like it was in 08. And we said, after the New Hampshire primaries, people will drop out. You will go into South Carolina and there will be less people involved. Just like in 2012 and 2008. It's the same thing. It's the same exact thing. All these people trying to rewrite history. It's pathetic. It's pathetic. And it's led by people like Mark Levin, Essie Cupp, Lawrence O'Donnell, Rachel Maddow, Huffington Post, Politico. All of these liberal, and listen, you're sitting there going, well, S.C. Cupp's not, like, yes, she is. Listen, these Republicans that say they're Republican, they're not. When you hear S.C. Cupp saying all Chris Christie did was take down a Republican rising star. She's not a Republican. I mean, if we come to a point now where the only thing that separates Democrats and Republicans is abortion, I mean, seriously, is that where we are now? Forget illegal immigration. Forget taxes. Is all we're at now? Abortion, and because Marco Rubio goes, I am for banning all abortion. Yeah, if the mom is going to die, then you can abort the child, but incest? Nope. Rape? Nope. I mean, that's where we are? That's it? That's the only difference? It's insane. Absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. Was anybody else besides Trump? The election would be over today. That person would be anointed the Republican nominee, and that's what we'd be talking about. You would have heard Carly getting out just like she just did, Chris Christie getting out, Carson would make the announcement, Rubio would make the announcement, Bush would make the announcement, and you'd have Trump, Kasich, and Cruz. And if Bush was on top, he'd be the guy that'd be anointed. There'd be calls to Trump and Cruz to get out. But because it's Trump, we're sitting here talking about Rubio. Rubio! Are you kidding me? Rubio! Oh, God. You guys are just, you're killing me. I'm fired up. You fired me up today. You fired me up. Roger Stone fired me up. Everybody fired me up. My coffee fired me up. Trump gets 100,000 votes, 3,000 more than Romney, and people are acting like there is no history. It kills me. I'm effing dying.